Wyoming State Open, the Airport Golf Club here in Cheyenne. John Murdoch IV from Laramie joining us here on the program again. John, you're one of my favorite guests, and I probably am speaking for the rest of us. Incredible to have on again, and have you been able to wrap your head around being just the second amateur in 62 years to win that tournament?
It's been pretty tough. Just really, really happy with how my game was this weekend, and you know, to be the second amateur to do that in the history of the tournament is extremely special. Being able to go over there when I was a kid and watch some of the pros play some great golf, and then going over there this last weekend and being able to come out on top was really special for me.
I've got to ask you a question because I didn't pick up on it when we were interviewing you after the tournament was over with.
Yeah.
And we were talking, and you said, I think you said on maybe 15 or 16 as you were coming in, you actually thought that at that point you were behind in the tournament, you weren't the leader. When did you finally realize that you were, you know, that you were the leader and had a chance to win the whole thing? Because you thought at one point you were actually behind when you were still leading.
Yeah, I kind of, you know, usually when I play tournaments, I have a general idea of where everyone's at, you know, when you're in those close situations at the end. And I think I just kind of miscalculated in my head what the exact scores were. And so I thought Jeff took a one-stroke lead on 15. He made a really good putt, and I thought he went one up. So I thought my birdie on 16 squared it all up, and it actually took me until, I think, the last putt. I think when I putted out, I kind of knew, and then after my dad told me, and so that it was kind of a confusing situation, but you know, it was that moment that I found out that I was the winner. It was just it's tough to describe. I'll have to say that.
You told me that when you were standing over your putt on 16, your legs felt like jello. You know, how did you feel going into the round where you were sitting, you know, just two shots off the lead? You know, were you feeling pressure going in, or was that just something that started building as the round went along?
I wasn't, I mean, obviously I'm always going to be nervous before, you know, a tournament, but I wasn't particularly nervous at all. I was pretty just excited to get out and play with, you know, three pros. We don't really get to do that too much. So I think as the round went on, I kind of, you know, thoughts kind of creep in, and you know, the good ones and the bad ones, and, you know, just having that. I made actually a good putt on 15 to save par, and then that putt on 16 and on 17 were, they felt like must makes, and so, you know, you kind of put that pressure on yourself to hit a good putt, and you know, it felt really good to be able to do that in a situation where I actually really, really, really needed it. So, yeah, I was pretty nervous on those putts.
Thinking you were down one, even though you were ahead after that birdie putt, did it change the way you played it all in those final few holes? Were you more aggressive at all?
I don't think I was more aggressive. You know, I just felt like, you know, I needed to make as many birdies as I could coming in. I didn't, 17's kind of a tough hole, so, you know, you don't necessarily just expect a birdie there, but I certainly don't think it really changed my aggressiveness towards those last couple holes in the golf course.
Talking to John Murdoch IV here on the program. Do you remember when, were you there watching it when Keegan Bradley won the Lo-Am?
I actually, no, I was not. He played quite a bit of summer golf in Wyoming, but I never got to see him, no.
I was just curious.
Well, the nice thing about it was as you came down the, you know, the last probably 10 or 11 holes, at least you knew you had that $600 wrapped up.
used that yet, John?
I actually have not used that yet. But it's close enough I can just kind of hop on over there and maybe get some stuff. So
you know, how do you go about spending $600 in pro shop credit? I mean, you I mean, what are you adding? You getting just that in balls? You maybe getting some hats in there?
Yeah, maybe a hat. I think you can never have too many golf balls lying around the house. So, you know, and those are kind of expensive nowadays. So I'm sure you can knock out some money with that. But yeah, I mean, just it's nice to kind of just have the success on that. On that golf course, it felt really good to play well all 3 days.
Yeah, just think if you had to spend $10,000 in the pro shop.
That would be insane.
I'll take it all.
Yeah. Just everything in here, put it in the trunk of my car, and I'm going back to Laramie.
Yeah, everything in the shop. I would have told Mr. Latour to round it all up.
All right, now, the question I have you gotten the trophy yet?
I have not gotten the trophy yet either.
We're going to be out there tomorrow at the golf course, so I'm going to ask Mike where your trophy is. Okay, okay? We're going to keep the pressure on him until he delivers the trophy.
We have to keep it on him. Maybe I'll swing over tomorrow or something.
You know, you look at the last couple of Wyoming Opens, and even just the last couple of summers with whether it's state AMs, state match play, or what have you. You know, looking specifically at the last two Wyoming Opens, though, you know, Glenn Workman is in the final group there. You were tied for third going into the final round. This year, you're in the final group. Quentin Pope, who just wrapped up his career over there in Laramie, is second among the pro field, and he's in the second to last group. And you know, there were also a handful of other guys smattered in there, whether it's Drew McCullough or Dan Starzinski and that sort of thing. I mean, there were guys that just recently graduated from the University of Wyoming or who are playing at the University of Wyoming that are being factors in these tournaments. You know, what can you attribute that to, that Wyoming men's golf is kind of gotten to the point where it is right now?
I really think that having those four key seniors the last year and then, going into this last year, they did a lot of good things to look up to. And I think, what separates us from kind of a lot of schools is just the team atmosphere. We, we all love each other, and it's good that we, put pressure on each other to get better. And I think every single person on the team wants to be the best on the team, which is a very, very, positive thing. We all work really hard and push each other, and to see all those familiar faces towards the end of the tee times and stuff, it was really nice. And Joe has done a really, really good job of kind of making it feel like we all are doing our part, and it's kind of an addicting process to obviously, get better at golf every day, but to kind of push each other. So I think that's been a really key thing in Wyoming men's golf. So
the conditions for the first nine, the front nine on Sunday, were absolutely horrendous. I'm assuming that playing at Jacoby may have had something to do with that being not as bad for you as it was for some of the others.
I figured that... So we drove over there on Sunday morning because we drove back and forth the last couple of days, and it was absolutely pouring. And there were obviously some thoughts of like, maybe I don't want to play in the rain. But, when I got to the course, it really kind of, hits me that, most of this is going to be just all attitude. So if you have the right attitude and you're patient and, you kind of will those good things to happen, that's a really big thing in golf. And even just with this tournament this week, the British Open, I mean, those guys have to have a really positive attitude the whole time. Otherwise, the weather and the course can eat you up really quick. So I figured, I knew Jeff and the leaders of the pro division, I thought, I knew they were playing really, really well, and I thought that was like a really a positive thing to have that tough rain for me, because I figured I could maybe plan for it a little mentally on the way over and just kind of have a really positive outlook on the entire day. And it really did help. I mean, I caught up on the front, and that was really, really key for my success there.
You mentioned that you guys don't get a chance to play with many professional golfers. So what was it like to be paired up on that final day with the pros? What was it like? How was their game maybe different from what you see and how you play as well?
I think, you know, last year was my first time, I think, playing with three other pros just in a tournament like that. And it was an eye-opener, and you know, over the year I've gained some confidence in myself and in my game. And so, you know, I think that playing with those pros, it's fun to watch what it's like when you might be playing to feed your family, or, you know, it's just a different, completely different atmosphere. And, you know, I kind of saw some differences here and there, and I saw some things I can, you know, compare my game to theirs. And I think we all just have a love for the game, and it drives us to get better. But it was really cool to see kind of how they go about the golf course. Last year I played with Kane Weber, and I know he's been very successful over there. So it was cool to see kind of an experienced pro like that. And then, Jeff and all the others in my group this year were really good. And it was a good kind of dynamic the whole day.
What did you think of Jeff using his driver to chip around the greens?
I've obviously seen three woods and hybrids and stuff used off the green, but I've actually never seen a driver like that. And my first time seeing it was on number 10, and he didn't get it up and down. And so I was like, you know, that was kind of an interesting choice. And then he pulled it out on 14 and got that up and down, and then he almost pulled it on 17 and 18. So, you know, easily some of those putts could have dropped, and it would have been a different story. But I think it's really cool to see, you know, how many ways you can play the same shot. That's like one of the most beautiful things about golf. There's just not one way to play a shot. So I thought that was really, really cool to watch him, you know, with how much touch he has on that shot.
Outstanding. John, thank you so much for the time again. Who's your pick to win the British Open after what you saw today, if you saw anything?
Oh, boy. Oh, that's tough. I always think DJ has a good chance because of his length, but one thing that I wanted to add in is I just really wanted to thank Mike and Lou Lepore and, you know, the grounds crew at Airport for, you know, running a great tournament and getting the course in really good shape. So
we've talked so much about the Wyoming Open. Where are you at right now? What tournament and what are your expectations this weekend?
I'm flying to San Francisco on Monday, and we're playing. Dan and I are playing in the Pacific Coast Amateur, and it's going to be a great test. We're playing at the Olympic Club, so obviously it'll be pretty tough. I'm excited to kind of see where my game matches up on that course, but it just, at the end of the day, it should just be a lot of fun.
Oh, very good. And the Olympic, they had a U.S. Open recently, right? The
Olympic,
yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, is that kind of the rotation for that? Because I remember you telling me on Sunday that last year that event was at Chambers Bay, which had just hosted the U.S. Open not too long before that.
I think it's kind of a coincidence that they're playing two U.S. Open style like courses that have had that tournament. I played it, I think, another Pacific Coast when I was in 11th grade, and that was in Flagstaff, and that was just at a really, really nice course that didn't previously have the U.S. Open. But it's really cool to be able to go to some of these phenomenal courses and test my game.
Very good. John, thank you so much. I know we've taken up a lot of your time, and we'll talk soon. Thank you again.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.